surpass the 10 minutes we had for this section. Thank you. Just to answer the question one of the experts had, asking for details about Resolution 2467. Well, we must first understand that that is the ninth resolution coming from 1325, which was not voted unanimously. And there were 13 against, with two abstentions, China and Russia. And that resolution came in 2019, 9 years later, 1325. It's the main resolution. And it's not just for children born of rape, but for sexual violence in situation of conflict. And children in conflict are part of the resolution, but we should not make any kind of confusion between the Maputo Protocol, which speaks about reproduction, and then put that under Resolution 2467. Let's not confuse these. Perhaps it's relevant that we consider combating sexual violence and combating impunity, and then separately supporting victims of sexual violence. And then lastly, we also have children born of rape. These are three different fields or concepts. But women that bore children from rape at the time asked to prosecute those that violated. And then some of these children are asking today, who are their fathers? And they cannot. They can't have a DNA test because the UN Security Council asks something else be done before. And so far, we have no report in the DRC showing that the raped women can see their rape